إن الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، إخوة الإسلام، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. لقد تحدثنا في الأسابيع الفائتة في شرح قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهارة شطر الإيمان. وتكلمنا عن الطهارة الحسية كالجسد والملبس والمسكن وكل ما يحيط بنا نحن مأمورون به كمسلمين، وهو النظافة. وإن كان للأسف كثير منا لا يعتني بهذا، سواء في مظهره أو في ملبسه أو مسكنه أو كل ما يحيط به. فاقتصرنا العبادة على الصلاة والصيام، ولكن الإسلام أكبر من هذا بكثير. ثم تكلمنا في الأسبوع الفائت عن نظافة القلب، وقبل أن أنهي الحديث أعطيتكم مفتاحين وقلت لكم: عليكم بهذين المفتاحين في كل حال من أحوالكم. مفتاح الدعاء ومفتاح الذكر. والمفتاح الآخر هو مفتاح التوبة. Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned in Arabic that for the last few weeks, actually a couple of weeks, we started to talking about Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's saying cleanliness, it is a part of your belief. That means to be a good Muslim, you should be clean. And we started to talk about the cleanliness in two folds. Cleanliness for the outside, like your clothes, your appearance, your house, everything. All the meaning of cleanliness in our life, we talk about it. And again, last week we talked about the cleanliness of your heart. Because if your heart is clean, you will be able to make your ibadah. And without the cleanliness of the heart, that means your heart follows something else outside what you should have. We should have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us all the time. And you remember when I said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you all the time, that means you will be able to control yourself 100%. If anything you would like to do it wrong, we are human beings. But if you remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never do it. And that is for sure. That is for sure 100%. Anybody would like to do something wrong, again, because if you are human beings and you are weak, when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get rid of it. You keep it aside. Ignore. And I told you last week just to ask you yourself two questions. When you would like to do something, is what I am doing now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy about it? If the answer is yes, that is between yourself. You don't need to have a mufti. You don't need to have a sheikh. You don't need to have read a book about it. Just ask yourself the question, am I doing this one? Is it acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it? Don't! And that's a good measurement. If you go, what you're going to do, and you ask yourself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be happy about it, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not happy about it, leave it. How you can do something, Rasulullah not happy about it. How you do something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not accept it. So when you answer yourself, the answer, go for it. Yes, yes, no, no. And there is a say, even the mufti, sheikh scholar, told you a fatwa, and you feel that maybe this fatwa is not the right one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you a very beautiful hint. It's just enough. Make yourself the mufti. That means your heart, yourself are happy about it or not. For example, I know many people. Always they ask about the mortgages, halal or haram, right or wrong. Although there is a fatwa from the big scholar saying that yes, you can go for mortgage, it is for essential and for the first time to buy, like a shelter. But not going to go buy a palace, but something to keep you protected under a shelter, like a flat or a house, without going for luxury and one, because that is a necessity. Some sheikh say that. And maybe I agree about it myself, but doesn't matter if someone else doesn't. And someone said, no, this fatwa is not good because it fills the river. There is interest to pay to the bank. I'm going to be have a trouble. So this is haram. So there is a fatwa, but two views. Someone accepted, someone. So it's safety nafsak. Today I'm complete. The topic which we started for the last couple of weeks about how you make your heart clean. Ad-du'a. Ad-du'a, that means asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you, id'uni astajib lakum. It's not difficult. He's saying to you, ask me, I will answer you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our muallim, he says, al-du'a mukh al-ibada. Du'a is mukh al-ibada, the brain of the ibada. And as a matter of fact, du'a is twofold. Su'al wa ibadah. Su'al requesting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking you to do so. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَنِّي عِبَادِي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. يعني there is a condition, not sit at home and asking anything. No, it is when you are ready to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make istijaba for you. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي, that is the condition. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يُرْشِدُونَ. They should listen to me. It's not to make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are away from me. You don't do prayers. You don't make sadaqah. You don't care about the elders. You don't stop backbite or staying alive. When you make the right ibadah, that means you make istijaba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you make the istijaba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you make iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, that means you will be guided. And it is from the people who are before us, they give us experience. The moment you will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the moment you raise your hand to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the ijabah. And this is something else. Allah says, أَمَنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't it the one who, when you are in a trouble, any way of trouble, any sort of trouble, and they make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will answer to you right away when it is emergency. For example, if your son ill, and you make the dua sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is accompanied with sadaqah, and it is accompanied by salatul ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be sure when you make the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. But some of you say, oh, we make the dua, and it's still my son ill, and nothing happened. No. In your way, you think that is the way, that is what you want. But the thing which Allah wanted to you is different. You think what you want is good, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, much better. The good for you will be so and so. But never ever tasta'ajil al-ijaba, to say, I ask it and I raise my hands and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never give me what I want. In the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying a big warning for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Those who are arrogant, those who doesn't like to make dua to Allah, those who doesn't like to raise their hand to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they think that they can do anything, and they are, in a way, we don't need to make the dua. We're doing our prayer, we're doing this and this, oh, that is enough. No! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying those who make kibr about ibadah, about dua, Allah will not be happy with them, and He considers them in those who are like in fire hell. Because you are away from Allah from something else. He gives you an order to make the dua, and you're not doing it. But when I make dua, is it just while I'm walking in the street, putting my hands in my pocket, or talking with someone, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Surely not. There is adab lil-dua, adab lil-zikr. There is a manner of making the dua. One of the biggest manners for dua, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. You say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. First, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him. He's the one create you. He's the one make your tongue talking. He's the one make you remember to make the dua. So remember Him. اذكروني أذكركم. Remember me, I remember you. So from the manners of dua, number one, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and right away after this one, make as-salatu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Or by any way of prayer to Rasulullah, any salah, any way, could be the part of the tashahud. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make the dua. Make the remembering of Rasulullah, remembering Allah, praising to Allah, dua to salatu ala Nabi. After that, say what you want. And alihifu dua, that means you insist. Insist when you make the dua. And be sure that what you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you in any form. Not necessary to give you immediately, can be later. Can Allah prevent something going very harmful to you? Allah keep it away. Maybe what you ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it to you liyawm al-qiyamah. To give it to you. And at that time you'll be much better. You will say, oh, I wish all my dua never replied or answered while in my life. I wish all my dua, which I done it, waiting for me in Paradise, for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Many things, many ways. And after you finish the dua, you say, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Look, it is a procedure. It is something we should learn. Tasbihullah, praising to Allah, as-salatu ala nabi, make your dua and insist about it. Number four, make salah ala nabi. Last one, say alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That is the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generous. When you ask between the two salah for ala nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he will never reject it. He will answer to you what you are asking because you follow the right procedure. Number two, when you make the dua, you choose the right time. Like now, Jum'ah prayer. It's the right time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after finishing prayer, you make the dua. And you make ta'meen. And you make dua yourself. Not necessarily for waiting for the imam to make the dua. And remember Allah in such a day like this. When you are fasting, the beginning of that new month of Arabic calendar, in the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of the month, where some people are fasting, in Monday and Thursday while you are fasting as well, and more in Yawm Arafah, in Yawm Arafah, which is coming soon, inshallah, in 4 weeks' time, while the people doing Hajj there, you are here in the ninth of the Hijjah, where the people standing in Arafat making dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You as well requested to make dua and requested more even to fast. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your dua because of two reasons, Yawm Arafah and you are fasting. Dua between Adhan and Iqama. When the Muazzin saying Al-Adhan, and after that, you're going to make the Iqama between these two, there is 5 minutes. Maybe you do two Sunnah, two Rak'a Sunnah, or four. After that, you're sitting. Don't think of what you're going to eat, what you're going to do after the friendship. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remember you, He'll come to you. Please, everyone should try these things. Our shuyukh in the last days, they done all these things and they said it for 100%. Allah will be with you in a form which should make you happy, inshallah. The most important thing as well, for all of you, the best time to make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are sajid, at the sujood. I'm not saying in the ruku', Ruku' always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-azim. And complete the praising to Allah as much as you want. Until the imam says, Sami' Allahu liman hamida. And after that, he says, Rabbana wa laka al-hamd. And you can add hamdan wa shukran kathiran, mubarakan fiik. Or add as much as you want. After that, when you go to the sujood, that is the time for the relation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After you make tasbih, subhanahu rabbi al-a'la, subhanahu rabbi al-a'la, subhanahu rabbi al-a'la, you remember to make the dua for yourself. Allahumma shfini, Allahumma afini. Please Allah recover my wife. Please recover me from my illness. Make the dua in the way in any language. Not necessary to say as the Sheikh saying in Arabic. No! In Urdu, in French, in English, in any way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to you. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are sajid, sujood is very important. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the aqrab ma yakunu al-abdu ila rabbi, wa huwa sajid. The moment which you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you make the sujood, while your front, in the ground. When your front in the ground, you're saying, Allah, I am coming to you. Here I am. I am between your hands. So please, Allah, give me what I'm asking. And the dua, or dhikrillah, as I told you last week, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. Is it by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart will be peaceful? You have a very good time when you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure that you, all of you, got this chance. And maybe you have this experience. When you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel happy. You don't worry about anything in life. You don't worry at all about material matters. But there is another condition apart of this one. Maybe I forgot to tell you that means you have to face the Kaaba, the Qibla. But ulama say that means not that necessary because it's not a prayer. But if you do it, it will be much better. After all these things, there is something about them. Between you and Allah only, nobody else. Nobody else. Not your wife, no father, mother, son, nobody, friends, nobody. It is between you and him. What we call it, batin. That one is a tawbah. When you make tawbah, you make something wrong. Allah knows that you make something wrong, but he needs you to come to him and ask him to forgive you. And he granted that one for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to hear you, wants to listen to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that someone may be ill, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and recover him from his illness. And the angels carry this one, Allah, this one asking about recover. What we should do? See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. No, give them more. Don't recover him now. Because I love to listen to his voice when he asks him. Allah needs you. Needs you to request the dua, request your things. So don't deny yourself from being that chance. And again, if you are cause of trouble to someone, you go to ask him to forgive you. So when you ask him to forgive you, make samah. That means your heart will be able to be make the dhikr and the dua in the right way. And again, there is something easy for all of you. The best dua you would like to do from the Quran. If you don't memorizing something, or you cannot say like the imam saying, remember the ayat in the Quran. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. That's everything in life. These two words, everything in life. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة, دنيا, our life now. Goodness. Everything good. Everything good in life applies for everything, from A to Z. From A to Z. وفي الآخرة حسنة paradise. What you are doing here now? Praying. What is in your mind when you come to the prayer and obey Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the paradise for you, inshallah. So all our ibadah, it is for having one thing, to go to paradise. So you're asking that one is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to us. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدِّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And that's from the Quran. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which again we'd like to think about all these things. كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان للرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. Two words, very little, very light. It's not heavy for someone to remember. Even you are French, English, Russian, Chinese, Pakistani, Egyptian. It's too easy. خفيفتان على اللسان is very light when you're saying it. ثقيلتان في الميزان, they are very heavy in the day of judgment. Allah will consider it that is a very good thing you said it. ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان للرحمن. Allah love it. Love to hear it from you that two things is two. Remember it. Write it down. And try to memorize it. And they say it whenever you go. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Subhanallah al-Azim. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Surely not. But as we human beings, we forgot. But if you make yourself remembering that one all the time, you will never, inshallah, go in the wrong. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the companions came to him. He said, oh, Prophet Muhammad, the ibadat of Islam is too much for me. I cannot remember what you are saying here and what this one saying. I'm not a person who can memorize. You make a lot of dua, I can't remember. Can you tell me something I can do it? So to be happy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with me? He said to him one thing. اجعل لسانك رطب بذكر الله. Make your tongue all the time remembering Allah. How to remember Allah? سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. When you finish the prayer, you make آيات الكرسي and after that the تسبيح. All these things to make you will connect to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and Allah will grant it for you the forgiveness. And I hope, alhamdulillah, by now we covered everything about Al-Tahur, Shatr al-Iman, which we started 2 weeks ago, and today is the last bit about it. And we hope now that we learn about how to clean our hearts by the way we did it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. While we are talking about these things, there is something which sometimes they come undercover, and we would like to talk about it a lot, but sometimes we have no time. But just a hint, telling you, maybe not hearing in the news, maybe not. Maybe you have no access to such news, not in the BBC or the ITV or Channel 5 or whatever. Maybe it is in the other channels. المسجد الأقصى. المسجد الأقصى facing a huge aggression from the Zionists, the Jewish, in Beit al-Maqdis. They are about either destroy it in one go, or maybe occupy it and let nobody to come to the prayer. And in few months' time, they will open it again, and they make half for the Muslims and half for the Jews, like what they done in Al-Masjid al-Ibrahimi. That is a policy. That is the approach. I hope all of you to remember Al-Masjid al-Aqsa. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى نسألك العفو والعفاف نسألك المغفرة والرحمة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين. اللهم بارك لنا في أولادنا وأرزاقنا وأسماعنا وأبصارنا مع حجتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا. اللهم من كان منهم حيا فما فيه الصحة والعافية، ومن كان منهم ميتا فارحمه ورحمة الله يسعه من عندك يا رب العالمين. غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ارزقنا القرآن وتلاوته. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء همنا وحسننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان ومحيط. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Thank you.